very short.
Oh, well, let's see. We've seen an exciting game today or tonight at Downstreet Park. We had Burlington come into town and they beat North Toronto Nitros 3-2. And I have head coach Darren Tilley, his first year with Burlington. And so let's your thoughts on tonight's game.
Players gave a real good, solid performance. Very pleased with them. They worked amazingly hard. I think certainly we did enough to win the game.
Yes.
Would have been nice if we'd have made it a bit more comfortable for ourselves in the last 10, 15 minutes. But overall, very pleased.
All right. Now, your record tonight, you've actually passed your record with 22 points. You only had 19 all of last year, and we're only halfway through the season. What's such an improvement versus last year's team? I know you didn't coach that, but why is this team better than last year?
No, I think last year Burlington itself got into the league really late, so
yes.
That didn't help. That didn't help them last year, so certainly we did our very level best to recruit and recruit wisely, also retaining the players that we felt were of value and could bring some positives to our group. So you know, we did a lot of work trying to bring a nucleus of players together that I know would work well together.
Okay, and the players there are still some from Burlington Youth, but from university, anyone or local folks or just
yeah,
anywhere?
They're Burlington and surrounding areas.
Uh-huh.
It's very similar from my understanding with a lot of teams within the league where they dip into the university streams or as players that have just left university or even younger ones. But ours are very, I'll call it eclectic, so but it's no different than anybody else from what I can understand.
Okay. Well, I wanted to concentrate on two players that I know over the years. Jace Kotsopoulos has come from the championship Guelph. They won the championship 2 years ago, and so I guess because he used to go to the University of Guelph, but what experience can he bring to the team as an older player?
Yeah, we like Jace a lot. Jace is an all-round good person, first and foremost, and from a soccer perspective, he has knowledge of the league and an understanding of the league, and certainly when he does play, he brings a lot of value and a lot of class.
And one other player, Lucas Raposo. Of course, I remember watching his brother with Vaughan. You know, you have to drive all the way to north of Toronto every week. And Lucas gets to stay in his hometown, and he's the captain of the team now. How is he, I guess, outstanding to be the captain?
Yeah, Lucas is a player that I really, really enjoy and love his leadership qualities as well as his play on the field. So when we decided to ask Lucas to be our captain, that was done with a lot of thought. And as I said, he brings a lot of qualities, not just playing.
Okay, thanks. Now, we're just past the three-minute mark, and I said we stick to five, but just about you, Darren Tilley. I remember you from the 1997 Toronto Lynx as a hero a great team. We've had Paul Slattery, Dwayne DiRosario, and someone you would have met last week coaching Woodbridge is Peter Pinizzato. Still doing the coaching thing. What do you think you've come across those people?
Yeah, I see Paul and Dwayne on occasion. It's always good to see them and to talk with them. And even seeing Peter last week was nice. I think it's just really positive when people like that are still in the game. I believe Paul's at TFC. Dwayne is
yes.
It has his own personal and academy, and obviously Peter he's just going to go on and on forever, which is, as I said, is excellent that they're still in it.
And Dwayne can watch his sons. Ozaz plays for York United in CPL, and Adiso is the backup goalie for TFC 2. I catch both of those players at York Lions Stadium at York University, so that was great. And so I'd like to thank you for talking to me, and 4.5 minutes, I guess we've done pretty well.